Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with the fantastic Andrea Donsky. And you know, I love to get my daughter vegetables any way I can and to add more into my life. It's so important. So we are so thrilled to have on the show Missy Chase Lapine. She is an incredible person who's written some great books. And her latest one is called Sneaky Blend, Supercharge Your Health with 100 Recipes Using the Power of Purees. Hello, Missy. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much, Lisa. How are you today?
Oh, it's so good to have you on. My wonderful co-host Andrea is here as well. And
hello,
you know,
Missy,
I got to talk to you the other day.
Hi.
We had so much fun. And, you know, I think when you talk about these purees and these blends, people are thinking, is that something you eat by yourself, Do you mix it in? Give us the whole lowdown on this.
Well, so blends are, I'm really coining a new term in cooking and eating and living, and they're called blends. And they're really based on purees, and purees are simply, you know, where you take fruits or vegetables or even beans, and we blend them up so they're nice and smooth and creamy, almost like the consistency of hummus. If you think of a blend, it's like guacamole, it's like hummus. Only I've made them so you can eat them straight up, or you can use them to transform your cooking. And so now you can make mac and cheese, you can make chocolate cake, you can make pancakes. Everything you cook, you can add some blend into it as a way to get more wonderful good stuff into your diet and also transform the food from previously forbidden to now healthy. Does that? And I had used them previously in my Sneaky Chef books and in hiding them in kids' foods. And so many of my moms were saying they were eating the purees, the blend straight up, and they wanted more adult-based recipes. And now I've got recipes for the entire family.
I think that's great. You know, Missy, I have three kids, and when it comes to color of food, so let's say, and you're talking about pureeing foods, do you find that sometimes kids, let's say, they won't like the color of one of the purees, or does it turn the food that color? So let's say, for example, let's say green, let's say. Mm-hmm. What would you
green
do,
is,
or
green
how
is,
would
it's
you?
It's funny you pick green. Green is the big one that people run away from.
All right, tell me a bit about that.
No, exactly. I mean, it's usually the look of the food that turns the kid off, even ourselves, mm-hmm. like, if you think about baby spinach, I mean, who wouldn't want to eat more spinach in their lives? But it's a lot. You know, you want to eat a decent amount. It's a lot of chewing. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of prep. And so if I take baby spinach right out of the bag and I mix it, let's say, with blueberries, frozen blueberries, right? I buy frozen blueberries. I keep them in my freezer all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a blend. All of a sudden, you have a spinach and blueberry blend that can be used to make chocolate cake. Pancakes. It can be even be mixed into your taco mix if you want to make tacos for the kids. It can be eaten straight up. It's delicious. It tastes like sorbet. All of a sudden, you don't see green leafy things, and you're using it in a concentrated form, so a little bit goes a long way. It's really magical, and I have like 15 different blends in my new book, Sneaky Blends.
That is so awesome. What are some of your favorites? You mentioned the blueberries, and I love that with the spinach. What are some others? I think the other day we talked about, what was it, carrots or yams with something, and it kind of had like a pumpkin pie thing going on, which is perfect.
I know, it kind of does. my carrot sweet potato blend is probably the most versatile, and the one that can be used in absolutely everything and also eaten straight up. So it's not just for Thanksgiving. I don't know about you guys. Sweet potatoes can be used all year long. You can find them all year long. They're an unbelievably healthy food. And yet, how many of us sit down and have a sweet potato at night? Not very many. And so if you just take sweet potatoes and you can boil them, you can steam them, you can even roast them and mix them up with cooked carrots. And then you have a nice, beautiful, what looks like Thanksgiving, you know, a side dish, which, by the way, you can use for Thanksgiving. You can make so many things using this blend. It's just so transformative. You can use it from breakfast to lunch to dinner and eat it as your morning snack as well. I even have a creamy no tomato pasta sauce using just that blend and some broth and olive oil.
Oh, that's I love that creamy no tomato. That's very funny. You know, it's funny. I actually am one of those people that love sweet potatoes. But what I'm hearing from you, you know, the carrot sweet potato blend, what I love about it is that by using the sugars from the natural fruits, it'll probably cut down on the sugars that you add to the recipes, right?
In fact, in this book, I have not used sugar once. I'm so proud
Love
of it.
It
because, well, oh, I had awesome. Started thinking, you know, I'll use organic sugar, a little raw sugar, and I went through a little bit of honey and maple syrup, no sugar. I even have sweet potato donuts that rely on that base blend of the carrot sweet potato blend. The sweet potato donuts will knock your socks off. I mean, nobody will believe they're healthy. They're baked.
Amazing.
They're light. They're they're so good, and they're kind of cinnamony, and they're mini, and they're two biters, and they're just going to make everyone happy. And they're healthy. Like who would think it's as healthy as a sandwich? It's as healthy as you know, going to a spa and having like a bowl of cottage cheese and fruit. Well, now you can have a donut, and it's really just as healthy.
That is so cool. You know, I'm looking at your 4 p.m. protein cookie because sometimes people want some sweets in the afternoon and we don't want them reaching for the M&Ms or things like that. So talk to us about what makes this cookie special.
Well, I am classic. You can set your watch by me. At 4 p.m. I need to have something sweet and I need usually some caffeine. I get really low and a lot of people do, and that's the vending machine time if you're at work. It's the time you usually go off the rails from your diet. So the 4 p.m. Protein cookie is, like it says, it has as much protein as an egg. It relies on my white bean blend, which is the simplest. It takes 1 minute to take a can of white beans, rinse them off, put them, and just blend them up. And this blend is unbelievable. It's almost as versatile as the carrot sweet potato. You can use my white bean blend as a mayonnaise substitute. Here in the cookie, I use it as a butter substitute. And it goes into a chocolate chip or in this case, the more of a cinnamon kind of cookie beautifully. And it provides the moisture and it provides everything you need for a cookie. I mix in a little protein powder to up the ante on the,
love
on
that.
The protein.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to get fiber and protein, and that's going to keep us full. And if you just reach for a simple carbohydrate at 4 p.m., it sends you into a nosedive. And that's what derails us. And I'm in love with this white bean base blend, I call it. It could not be easier to make, and it requires no cooking, and you're going to use it in your tuna salad. You're going to use it in everything, or just eat it straight up with a little olive oil.
You know, and I love that you said that you add protein powder because as a mom to three kids, getting that protein, especially when it comes to lunchtime for schools. I mean, my kids can live off bread and butter, which I laugh about. I'm a nutritionist, but yet my kids are like, I just want bread and butter. I'm like, what? So I love the fact that you're like, you add the protein blends and, you know, that you can actually get them to get some protein. You know, Missy, I'm curious, how many different blends have you created?
In the book, Sneaky Blends, I have 15 what I call base blends. And if you think about the way we eat and the way we live and even the way we dress, do we really wear more than 12 different things and we rotate them? Do we really eat more than 12 different things? I end up buying the same things over and over. If you make these, even two of these blends a week, they're super simple to make. But if you made two of the 15 and maybe you made two the next week, all of a sudden your life, you're going to feel so amazingly incredible because you're getting real food, real nutrition. You're cutting out a lot of the not so good foods. And you have more steady energy and just feel, you know, it's delicious too. So none of us will stick with paradigm shifts that don't, that require us to give up all our favorite foods. And that's the beauty of the blends. They give you back your favorite foods so you can live with the changes, small changes, really. That's what sneaky has come to mean. Well, sneaky's come to mean like letting health sneak up on you. It's so delicious. Mm-hmm. It's so easy that you almost don't know you're eating healthy. Isn't that the way it should be?
That. Absolutely. And I love how you spin that. Well, we're out of time today, Missy. I absolutely love what you do and keep up the amazing work. You can learn more about Missy on Twitter, actually at her website at thesneakychef.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Sneaky Chef, like we do at Naturally Savvy. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Stay well.